We're going to talk some racing and what a weekend it will be at Rosehill Gardens in particular, with a $7.5 million Golden Eagle on Saturday there. And Joe Pride, he's got a very big chance. The Epsom winner itself, Private Eye, was outstanding in the Tab Epsom. And Joe joins us now. Morning to you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well. Good morning, guys.
Now, you've kept Private Eye fresh since the Epsom and trialled last week. How's he been ticking over, Joe?
Yeah, really happy with him. So he's a pretty straightforward horse. And, you know, if there'd been a suitable race in that sort of in that interval, I would have run him. But there really wasn't. And happy to sort of keep him ticking over. And the trial was excellent the other day. It gave Nash a feel of the horse, and he really trialled quite well.
Where would you like to draw today then?
Say between 5 and 10, something like that. Just not really inside and not really right out wide so that we have to just go. He's going to end up in the second half of the field, but the most economical way to do that would be from one of those sort of middle draws where he just maybe gets one off the fence and out of trouble.
Joe, who's Private Eye's biggest competition?
That's a tough question, actually. Look, you've probably got to say the Melbourne horse, the shocking horse. I'm struggling to think of his name there.
I'm Thunderstruck.
Because he's sort of a, like us, he's a Group 1 winner at his last start in a handicap mile. And you've got to say that reps in pretty good form. The imports are interesting, but to me, they've had an awkward preparation for them to come over. And you know, I think they've been in the country 3 to 4 weeks. Come and adapt to Australian racing so quickly, they'd have to be exceptional, and they could well be, but I would have thought that was a pretty hard task for them.
In your mind, then, Joe, when you think about the horses coming from interstate and overseas, does it in your mind make the race harder because you're actually not really sort of knowing how it may all play out on the day?
Well, possibly, but I think it's advantage Private Eye because it's in our backyard. And, you know, I think in any sport, when you've got the event on in your own backyard, it does make it a little bit easy to prepare. You don't have to factor in things like travel and adapting to different circumstances. So Private Eye has had the luxury of being in the stable for the last month and having everything go his way. I mean, the Melbourne horse, I'm Thunderstruck, he's got to come here and race in a different direction to what he's ever raced in before. And there's significant sort of adaptations that he's going to have to make, and he may or may not be able to do that.
Now, you lost Regan Bayless due to suspension, but not a bad pickup in Nashra Willer to ride Private Eye.
Yeah, certainly very happy to get Nash. It's been a bit of a tale of destruction for Private Eye's jockeys. He was starting the preparation with Brenton Abdullah, and the race before he was meant to ride him first up, he crashed to the turf there at Randwick, and then Jay got on his back and he got COVID and he got taken out, and then Regan got suspended after winning on it. We ended up with Nash, but as you just said, no loss there. He's a fantastic jockey.
Yeah, it's a good time to be a trainer up here in Sydney, Joe, and an owner up here in Sydney with plenty of prize money on offer, and you've got the Golden Eagle this weekend. But Eduardo, great run in the Everest. Where will he end up, mate?
Look, I'm no closer to making the decision. I'm going to accept for the Classic Legend on Saturday at Rosehill, and dependent on the makeup of that race, we'll make a decision later in the week as to whether we run there or we save him for another week and take him down for the VRC sprint down the Flemington Straight.
Should be jumping there at Rosehill on Saturday because, felt for connections, particularly for your horse, Private Eye, on Epsom Day. No one there, whereas you would have seen Everest Day, of course, and how good it was there at Randwick. And now Western Sydney gets its turn on Saturday.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it? And Rosehill's probably my favourite racetrack, to be honest. And grew up in the West, and I think Rosehill has its own sort of, it's just a great setup and great place to watch races. So I'm sure there'll be a great vibe there Saturday, 10,000 people, and they haven't been let out for a while, so I'm sure they'll be in party mode.
We got a text here for you. I'm going to assume it's a friend of yours. Hey, champions, when you're speaking to Joe, ask him, did he get some of the 15-1 ballistic lover before it came into $4.50? Tell him Mossy went for a run when the odds came out and he misses it.
Yeah, so she's in Saturday at Flemington. Yep. And those early markets, I wasn't quick enough. I think there's just people waiting to go as soon as they come out with those markets. I'm a bit too busy for that. But I'd just be happy to see her run well. She trialled really well the other day. And the answer to the question, sorry, no 15 to go.
So, yeah, she's going to run in that Furphy sprint there on Saturday over the 1100 at Flemington.
Yeah, that's it. And I tell you, I'm sure you guys would think the same. If you get the overs, they never win anyway. So I'll be happily on at the unders on Saturday.
Yeah, you're right.
What about Zusak, mate?
Yeah, he's going well. Really pleased with this. He's going to run Saturday. There's a benchmark 1300 for him. And we'll keep Nash on him, which he won on him on Everest Day. And yeah, really pleased with him. He seems to be quite a progressive horse. And I thought his win was strong the other day.
You got a handful of horses racing today at Hawkesbury and tomorrow at Canterbury Park. Is there one in particular you can steer the listeners into, Joe?
Yeah, I think we can find a couple there. So I would suggest Little River today, the beautiful big grey mare we've got down from Queensland. And then tomorrow, King Kappa.
King Kappa in the 1100-metre race, race three at Canterbury.
Yep.
Joe, really appreciate your time, mate, and hope it's a successful day for you, not only today and tomorrow, but particularly Saturday in the $7.5 million Golden Eagle as well.
Great. Thanks very much, guys.